This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this way it is. Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
On today's podcast, a group of diners in California have seen something.
Are you still doing the American accent?
Yeah, that was...
Was it? Are you sure?
Hey, I went to America last year. Isn't that how they speak in California? No, I can't.
Love to hear this.
You know I don't do accents.
I know you don't do accents.
Anyway, group of diners in California saw something and they got a bit of a discount because of it. What did they see? What did they get? Find out after this. This is the Chris and Jess podcast.
Was it you trying to do an American accent?
Shut
is that
up.
What they saw?
Shut up.
I think
the
listeners need a discount now.
So Jess, I saw something on the interwebs that I thought was quite the amusing little tale. Now, in California, in America,
yep.
In case you don't know where it is, at a restaurant.
Okay, I can see why it grabbed your eye.
Someone has posted a copy of their receipt. So they went out for a lovely little Chinese meal. They had some dim sims. They had some
Most times somebody posts a receipt is because they're... Like, there's a story about how much somebody tipped.
Yeah, or something.
Most time I see a thing, it's like a $5 meal, but they gave them a $100 tip and
something
the waitress
like that.
Cried or something.
I'm really excited by the fact that they didn't pay for rice. It said rice is free.
Oh, free.
Anyway, that was good. Not the point of this.
I don't think that would make a viral story.
So they posted this receipt, and on the receipt there was something interesting because something happened when they were at dinner. So when they're at dinner...
It was all written down on the receipt.
What happened was written on the receipt. When they're at dinner, they saw a rat.
Oh.
A rat in the restaurant. And they've got a little Facebook post talking about the rat and the fact that they saw this rat. And they complained to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a rat, what do you expect to happen?
Where do you see the rat? Is it inside the restaurant? Like in the tables or...
Running around the restaurant. I'd probably leave.
I'd probably get up and leave.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to continue.
Yeah. Depends how full I was. I'd probably wait till they turn their back, shovel in a few more honey soy chickens and go,
this is unacceptable.
Yeah, unless the food was really good, I'd probably stay. But yes. Yep. So these people have complained to the manager about the rat and the manager's, taking their complaints
taking it on
board. When they've gotten their receipt... There's an amount, and then underneath it says discount $30 for seen rat. It says SEEN RAT, seen rat. So their meal was $90. They got $30 off for seeing a rat.
I love that there's an automatic discount in the system for seeing a rat.
They must just press that button all the time. So what I want to know is what have you used to get a discount?
Seen rat.
Seen rat.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.